For those of you that are not my relatives, I'm Bill Murray. Welcome to the Second City Theater. Famous theater, as you all know, has given many great performers their start, but more importantly, has killed thousands of barely talented people and has put them to death, and they're now doing the jobs they were built for, and so forth. So how are you all doing tonight? And it's because they couldn't meet the rugged standards here at the Second City. The Second City is now 20 years old, and this is over 8,527 performances, as I was told last night. You can look it up. Now, I used to work at this place, and they paid me poorly and miserably, but they let me drink free, and I've never forgiven them for that. But I was here for 400 or 500 of those shows, and I only remember maybe 6. It's because of the way the hard work here. They don't have writers here at the Second City, and it's probably a mistake. That's all very time. But all the scenes are worked out through improvisation. The actors come up with no idea at all and try to improvise the scene and make something of it. And what you're going to see tonight is our scenes that are polished and perfected. I mean, you are going to be very excited, please, I'm sure. But you've been here on those nights. You would have seen some real ugliness and some real fun. I'm also glad you're here tonight. What we write about is basically the way we all live, and we all live here in Chicago, which, in my opinion, is the greatest city on Lake Michigan. How about those big 50-pound cohos out in the lake? But that's how it is. We live here in Chicago. We write about Chicago, so the scenes have a Chicago flavor. They have a Chicago feeling. Freeze!
Joining us is Sheldon Patinkin. He is a part of Second City, the legendary group out of Chicago. And there's a brand new book. It's called The Second City, Backstage at the World's Greatest Comedy Theater. And it is a wonderful book from Sourcebooks. And it actually includes two audio CDs with some rare stuff on them. It's a nice book, huh?
Thanks. I think they did a wonderful job of producing it, actually. I think it looks terrific. And the two CDs are material from our archives taped live over the last 40 years at Second City. None of it's ever been released before commercially, although there are pieces that have been done in other places later that, like Chris Farley's motivational speaker, was done intact on Saturday Night Live after he created it at Second City, but it's on our CD and stuff like that.
It's hard to believe as you look through this book, and it's a beautiful book. This is one of those kind of books you want to put in your coffee table and show off.
Oh, say that some more.
But
I like that.
It has many things in here. You know, one of the great things about books is they're always a forward and an afterward. And you folks have so many people who wanted to contribute that you've got forwards and fivewards and backwards and lastwards. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and then Robert Klein contributed by narrating the CDs.
Mm. Now, one of the things that's amazing to me is looking at the alumni list of Second City. I actually know people who have tried to get into Second City, very talented individuals, who never made it even into like the training program there.
Really?
They were in kind of like a minor league of Second City. There's other like secondary
Well, there's a training school, and there are touring companies, and there are resident companies, two of them in Chicago, one in Detroit, one in Toronto. We're opening one in Cleveland this year.
I mean, if you look at it, most of the interviews, most of the people who've graduated are not well known.
No, but most of them have made their living in this incredibly difficult to make a living in business. And there, you know, we certainly have our fair share of people who did make it.
Oh yeah,
make it big. I have a list here in front of me of some of the people who were just on the CDs that are our alumni, if you want me to rattle that off.
Sure.
Let's see, Bill Murray, Alan Arkin, Joan Rivers. She always takes people by surprise as having been in Second City.
I never realized she was there.
Yeah, for close to a year in Chicago, and then for a while in New York when we had one in Second City in New York as well. Then she went off on her stand-up act. She wasn't overly fond of improvising with other people. She really was more naturally a stand-up, so she wasn't totally happy at Second City, but she created some really good stuff there.
But, I mean, if you look at way, way back, even in 1960, people like Alan Arkin, and every year has someone that became huge. Joan Rivers was 1961, Avery Schreiber was the same year.
Right, and Jack Burns.
Jack Burns in 63.
And then Fred Willard, Robert Klein, and David Steinberg were shortly after that. Then,
right.
then came what we called the next generation, which included John Belushi and Harold Ramis and Joe Flaherty. And Toronto had Dan Aykroyd and Gilda Radner and John Candy, Catherine O'Hara, Gene Levy. We also had George Wendt and Shelley Long, who went to Cheers, and Jim Belushi, Marty Short, and Andrea Martin, Tim Kazurinsky, Bonnie Hunt, Mike Myers, Chris Farley, Tim Meadows, Ryan Stiles, and Colin Mochrie. They were Toronto.
And another one, a guy named Sheldon Patinkin.
Patinkin,
yes.
Right.
Yes, I believe that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you graduated.
But I'm not famous.
But you graduated in the same class as Catherine O'Hara and John Candy. And
well, no, I've been around since the beginning. As a matter of fact, I've been around since we formed our own theater out of the University of Chicago back in 1953. That theater was where we did plays, had Ed Asner and Mike Nichols and Elaine May in it, among other people.
They have you listed as a 1974 grad on the alumni list.
Oh, they're
in
wrong.
Toronto.
Oh, well, that's when I directed in Toronto. What they did was they put the names wherever they appeared. That's by cities, where you've got there. But I'm all the way back at the beginning as well.
Because in 76 they had Peter Aykroyd, who must be Dean's brother, I assume.
Right, and became a writer on Saturday Night Live for a while.
And then the year after that, Robin Duke and Martin Short, Dave Thompson. It's just amazing. It's like a who's who of TV, sitcoms, comedy, writers.
Writers, directors, movies, TV, stage, especially when you go all the way back to Alan Arkin and Mike Nichols and Elaine May. It's pretty much the most important influence on comedy in North America in the last 50 years. I'm not saying that to brag. I think pretty much everybody agrees that that's true.
You know, it's a fascinating book, too. It's really nice to look at, obviously, with there's spotlights on different performers. What took you so long to put it together?
What makes you think it took me so long?
Well, I mean, it's 20-something years now that Second City's been around.
40.
Well, there you go. So why so long?
Source books, it never occurred to us, frankly. Source books, the publishers, came to Second City when we were in the process of celebrating our 40th anniversary. Actually, I'm not sure whether Second City came to Source Books or Source Books came to Second, whatever. And we had our 40th anniversary last December, and suggested this book as the third of the books that they've done this way with two CDs, both of which are very successful. One is called And the Crowd Roars, which is sporting events with two CDs, and there's one called We Interrupt This Broadcast, which is news events with two CDs.
Now we've had Joe Geiner on a few times.
Yeah, those are wonderful books.
They are, yeah.
And this is the third one. I got the assignment to do it somewhere around last December. So that means I had about 5.5 months to write the whole book.
Hmm. And did you pick Robert Klein for that role? For the narrator?
There was a list that we made up, and Robert Klein turned out to be the one that we wanted to have do it. Source Books picked the pictures out of the out of our archives. There's at least one picture almost every page, right?
Sure.
Of what they looked like then, basically. And in some cases, what we look like now, too, although we're not as happy about that as what we look like then.
That's funny. James Belushi was on this show as well, and we talked about Second City and how important it was to him. And, of course, his brother John was also a graduate of it. But, Saturday Night Live and the SCTV show obviously were littered with
SCTV was our show.
Exactly. I always loved that show, too. And
thanks.
Yeah, maybe that should come back.
It can't. Maybe in another form, because it's not going to have the same people in it. And the people who were in it, John Candy and Catherine O'Hara and Gene Levy and Marty Short.
Have a whole new set of people from SCTV, right?
Yeah. But they were the writers as well as the performers, and it was specifically styled to who they were and what they wanted to do. I worked on the first year of it as one of these associate producers. It can't be duplicated. What I wish it was syndicated again in the U.S. There's some talk about its reappearing on Comedy Network, and it is still syndicated in Canada.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, SCTV, I mean, if you look at Saturday Night Live, it has its ups and downs depending on the cast and the people writing it.
Right.
But I would assume that SCTV could also, you have so many talented kids that are out there right now.
Who really want to be doing one, by
exactly.
the way.
Exactly.
There is a lot going on in terms of negotiating new TV shows. There really is. I'm not aware enough. I'm only the artistic consultant at Second City now. I no longer direct there. I just sort of advise. And I'm not really aware of all the things that are going on, but I know that there are a lot of negotiations going on for TV shows, both in Canada and in the U.S. That would be being done by Andrew Alexander, basically, who is the executive producer.
The only thing that kind of hits my heartstrings when I look at the book is looking at people like Chris Farley, John Candy, John Belushi,
Gilda Radner.
Yeah, Gilda Radner, of course, people who've died so young and with so much ahead of them. And that's the thing that brings a little bit of sadness to me when I see the book.
Well, to us too, always. It was very difficult. You know, over the whole 40 years, really, with the predecessors to Second City, even people who never met each other, like at the 40th anniversary celebration weekend last December, people from all the generations were in. And we feel like one large family, a very, very dysfunctional one in a lot of ways, but nonetheless a very large family. And when something like that happens, it's hard. And when it's someone as famous as Belushi or Gilda or Chris Farley or John Candy, it's difficult to do our mourning because the press descends. Really descends instantly, and won't let us alone. I heard about John Belushi's death by someone calling me and asking me how I felt about it, and I didn't know about it. And before I got anything out of it, he said, "Wait a minute, you're on the air." I hung up, of course, but.
Yeah.
And this was a former student of mine, by the way.
That's nice that they have such great respect. But, I mean, you know, Belushi was sad, but I think we all knew he was on a path to self-destruction.
He was working as hard as he could against it, but he couldn't stop.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew what was going on with him, though. But Gilda Radner, on the other hand...
Well, that was cancer.
It was cancer, and it was just...
And with John Candy, there was heart disease history in the family. His father died of a heart attack when he was, I think, in his early 30s. His older brother had a heart attack when he was in his late 20s. And John had a lot of trouble controlling the weight and a lot of trouble controlling the tobacco. You know, it finally took its toll. But we weren't expecting that one. We were expecting Chris Farley.
Hmm.
Chris Farley thought that John Belushi was the person that he wanted to be most in the world.
Exactly.
He just went right on a destruction road from the beginning. And at first he wouldn't stop, no matter how much we warned him and talked to him. People did everywhere. And then finally he just couldn't stop.
We're talking about the Saturday Night Live, and the first class of Saturday Night Live, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, and Gilda Radner were all graduates of SCTV.
No, of Second City.
Of Second City, that's
right. And then what's his name, National Lampoon Vacation, left the show, Bill Murray took over. He's also former Second City.
Right, and then it skipped a little bit, but in 81 you had Robin Duke, Tim Kazurinsky, Tony Rosato, Mary Gross, and Brian Doyle Murray, mm-hmm. Bill's brother,
mm-hmm.
Also on there. And Jim Belushi in 83, Martin Short, Mike Myers, Chris Farley, Tim Meadows in 90, and it keeps going on.
Well, there are two more. Tim Meadows just left the show, and there are three people on it now, Rachel Drash, Horatio Sands, and as of last week, the woman who has been the head writer and still is suddenly appeared on the show as part of the news update, and she was wonderful. She's a wonderful... Tina Fey is her name, and she's a wonderful performer and a really terrific comedy writer.
Do a lot of these folks start as writers and then move into the performance,
no.
Or do they go the other way?
No, it goes the other way almost all the time. They learn how to improvise, and learning how to improvise, which means that you don't know what your next line is until somebody does something or says something, because everything has to feed off of what's going on. You not only learn a lot about creating the material on your feet, but you learn a lot about writing, you learn a lot about acting, because you got to play characters while you're doing it, and you also learn a lot about the whole thing, which helps you both as a writer and as a director.
Did you ever actually...
It's a great training, I'm sorry.
Were you ever a performer before you became a teacher and director and all the things you've done?
Only until I came to my senses. And I was never a performer at Second City, except in the early days of Second City when we didn't have a touring company and understudies. I had to go in a couple of times, which is why I formed the first touring company, so that I would never have to go on again.
Because you're much more comfortable behind the scenes, obviously.
Much, yeah. I'm a teacher, I'm a director, and I like being at the beginnings of things. I'm the chairman of the theater department at Columbia College here in Chicago, and I teach at the Lyric Opera Center for young opera singers, and at the Steppenwolf Theater for training young professional actors in ensemble techniques. And as I said, I'm still the artistic consultant at Second City. I like being at the beginnings.
Mm. The book is great. It's from Sourcebooks. It's called The Second City,
Backstage at the World's Greatest Comedy Theater, and it's $45, including the two CDs, which makes it, I think, a really good deal.
It's a bargain. Now, are you related to Maddie?
Mandy is my first cousin once removed. His grandfather and my father were brothers.
Ah. I didn't think there wasn't too many with that last name.
Everyone with that last name is related, believe me.
Well, it's a great book, and I hope it does real well for you and Sourcebooks.
Thank you very, very much, Mark.
I wish I could have been more accurate here, but I'm dealing with 3 hours sleep, so it's kind of, one of those deals.
Hey, we did fine, I think.
I think we did all right, too, but I'm just realizing that I probably made like 4 or 5 errors in this interview.
So what?
I'd like to edit it all out.
Or leave it in and let them know you're human.
Wouldn't we like to edit out all our lives and make it all look good?
Hey, you're lucky, but most of the things that I've done by phone have been live.
Well, this one's taped, but I'm not going to edit it, though. I'm going to leave it the way it is.
Whatever.
And everybody out there, get this book. It's a great book. Not only is it interesting, that you read it, but the pictures are great, and the video, and the audio. There's no video in here, but
no.
There is audio, and it is quite incredible. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of the interview, Sheldon was beginning to tell you who some of the folks were that were on it, and it does range from Joan Rivers to Avery Schreiber and Jack Burns and Fred Willard and Robert Klein and Brian Doyle Murray, John Belushi, everybody to Tim Kazurinsky and George Wendt. Bonnie Hunt, Mike Myers, Chris Farley, you can add them all in here. So it's quite a bargain for $45. You get two CDs and a book, and your friends will know that you're an intelligent and humorous human being. Thanks for coming on, Sheldon.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.